It's so great to be back, to see all the familiar faces and new faces. And SJCAC is a very special place for us. I started coming in 1978 in the Willow Glen. And Doug was right there. And he was always nice, just like he is now. And actually, I fell away from the Lord in my youth, but Douglas was always nice to me. And then when I came back as a young adult, Douglas was there again. Pastor Douglas, sorry, yeah. He was always just so nice, but thank you always being there. SJCAC is a special place for us. You know, this is where we came to know the Lord. This is where we got baptized. This is where we got married. This is where we got filled with the Holy Spirit. This is where we just saw so many miracles and healings and deliverance. So this is definitely a place that God has done amazing work in our life, and it will always be part of who we are and what God has done through us. In 2012, that's when we were sent out. So it was actually our 10-year anniversary of being sent out. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for just all your prayer and support for us. We wouldn't be able to without all your love for us. And it is really special. And we really do feel that we have a family here back in San Jose. So thank you so much. So I'm going to share a little bit. So we are, our ministry is with YWAM, Shanti, in Hong Kong. And yeah, we focus on Muslims and Hindu families. And I'm just going to show you a video of our center in Hong Kong. Yeah.
I have a home found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace. Your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouth of lions, bring dry bones to life. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you, God, I believe in you. Release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us, over and over. Things are possible in you, God of exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think, for you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable, all things are possible in you. Make way through the
world.
Yeah,
Yeah, we really praise God for what God is doing in Hong Kong. COVID was a very difficult time, but we want to praise God that even during that, God has been working. And actually, the ministry grew during COVID. Before COVID, we were serving like five asylum seeker families. But after COVID, we're now serving 140 asylum seeker families. And we really praise God. And just God was reminding us that even during the crisis, He never forgets the poor and the needy. And you know, when we serve the poor and needy, He always opens the door for us to share the gospel. I want to show some. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Okay, so yeah, I think one of the things also that God's been doing is God's really opening the door for the next generation. And so we have a lot of the youth that was in our kids club, and now they're in our, they're with our youth. And something, this Christmas, something awesome happened, which was that seven of the youth came to the Lord, and that is a big breakthrough for us. That's never happened before. Yeah. So, yeah, we just keep praying for them, and some of them, one of them we knew for 6 years, so that was a big encouragement for us, because it just, as we build that relationship, it just shows that God has been working, and He's the one that's as you plant the seed, He's the one that makes it grow. So if you could pray for us, we are asking for God's wisdom and discernment and just how to help them to continue their relationship with us and relationship with God. Yeah. So also another exciting thing is that since 2019, we joined YWAM with Youth with a Mission. And yeah, I think I'm just gonna let that be fixed first. Oh, there we go. Oh, I can press it. Maybe I'll press it, yeah. I can just point to it. Sorry. It's not working? Okay. 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 All right, so yeah, we have a... since we joined YWAM, what's been on our heart is missions and the nations. So we're starting a missionary training school called Cross and Impact Discipleship Training School, and that's going to be in 2023. And we really believe that God wants to raise up a next generation of missionaries and to prepare for the next global harvest. If anyone's interested or... if anyone would like to know more about our ministry, let us know. We're looking for partners and co-workers. Anyone willing to come to Hong Kong, we're open. So just let us know. Yeah. So we're going to look at Matthew 28:18-20. Yeah, let's read this together. So this is the Great Commission, and it's not just for some Christians, it's for all Christians. We're all called to go and make disciples of all nations. And this is actually the main reason why we're here and the purpose we're still here on earth. So the question is, how are you personally fulfilling the Great Commission? How are you personally fulfilling the Great Commission? And I want to emphasize the word personally, because I think many of us know that the Great Commission is important, you know, especially at SJCAC, we're a mission-minded church, and we know it is important, but when it comes to us personally, we kind of put it on the side. Like, well, Great Commission is important, but me personally, It's reserved for those who are going out to Africa or someone going to Middle East or somewhere extreme. But the good news is that the Great Commission is for everyone. And it's not just reserved for someone going to the jungle or somewhere extreme. It's for everyone. You know, God has given us many gifts, experiences, talents, desires, dreams for the Great Commission. When we joined YWAM, we were so encouraged by the different types of missionaries that there were. They had missionary training for barista, for coffee. They had missionary training for surfers, for skateboarders, for drama, for fitness training, for farming. They had all types of missionary training. And there was also a technology track where people want the cutting edge technology for to advance the kingdom in the nations. And I think, Sam was part of that too. So yeah, there's just so many things that God can use for the Great Commission. And we saw not only young people, but retired people, singles, families, that they were all going out to the mission field for the very first time. So our God is big. He is creative. He's out of the box. And he can use anything for the Great Commission. And it's never too late because all things are possible with God. So how are you personally, how do you feel personally fulfilling the Great Commission in your life? Maybe God has placed something in your heart. Maybe God has given you an idea or a dream or a desire. You know, what's stopping you from just saying yes to God? I'm going to go for it. I know that we're living in the Silicon Valley, and there's a lot of pressure. You know, Rebecca and I were working in the industry. You know, I was in internet security software, and Rebecca was in Cisco. So I know there's a pressure in the Silicon Valley to like run this race, right? Everyone is running this race in the same direction, and you feel this pressure to keep up. You know, we see others running, and we see people, they're getting the job promotion. He's getting a job offer here. He's getting the stock option here. Everyone's trying to scrambling to get a property or a house and has to be in that school district. And there's this pressure to keep on going. And if you don't keep running in that direction, you're going to lose out. And we easily fall into that groupthink. And that's the scheme of the enemy. The lie of the enemy says that, you know, I can't do the Great Commission now. I'm stuck in this race. But we need to ask and think that who are we really trusting? Who are we putting our trust in? Are we putting our trust in the promises of this world, are we trusting in the promises of God? And we need to look at the Great Commission. Actually, there's a key promise in the Great Commission. And it's on 20. It says, surely I am with you always to the very end of this age. Surely I am with you always to the very end, to this age. And that is the promise of God in the Great Commission. And that's a game changer, that he is going to be with you. And that makes all the difference. And that gives you that freedom to run in a different direction than everyone else. Because if God called you to run in a different direction, you're not going to be alone. He's going to be with you. And he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's the one with all authority, all power in heaven and earth. He's going to be with you, and he's going to be your provider. He's going to be your shield. He's going to be your deliverer. He's going to be the one that's going to give you victory, all things. Because if he is with you, who can be against you? Amen? When Rebecca and I left the industry, it hasn't always been easy, but we can testify that all this is true, that God has been with us, and He always has been providing for our needs. Because when God is with you, miracles can happen. When God is with you, the supernatural can happen. And when God is with you, He gives you that courage and boldness to do the impossible, to fulfill the Great Commission. In Joshua 1:9, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So before, this is God's promise to Joshua, that before he went to the promised land, He told him that don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, be strong, be courageous, because I will be with you wherever you go. And this is the same promise we have in the Great Commission. When you say yes to God, we can be strong, we can be courageous, because He will be with you wherever you go. When we say yes to God, it may not always be easy. There may be highs, there may be some lows. But Psalms 23:4 says this, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So God is going to be with you, even in the valley of the shadow of death. As God is the God of the mountains, He's the God of the valleys. He's going to be with you. And even if you make a mistake, even if you fail, even if God will never leave you, He will never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you. I'm going to share about in our missionary journey, there has been highs and there has been lows. And I'm going to share one of our lowest times. Actually, when we were leading the drug addict house at St. Stephen's, we were leading drug addicts off drugs. And they had been addicted to drugs for many years. And when they get off drugs, they had to go through a lot of physical and emotional withdrawals. There was many fights that would break out, and we were there 24/7. And Bethany and Emmanuel were there still very young. And it was a very intense time. But the impact was that it also affected our marriage. And a lot of our unhealed wounds were coming out. And we got into so many fights and arguments. And we were really in a broken place in our marriage. And that was the lowest point in our missionary journey. And at the time, we're saying, "God, what's happening? You know, we were sent out as missionaries. We're supposed to glorify God. Why is this happening? God, are you still with us? God, are you still with us?" And as you cried out to God, God did show us that He was with us. The enemy wanted to use that situation to destroy us and destroy our marriage, but God's plan was that He was going to use that to bring us into a deeper healing. So by His grace, He was with us through that process, and we had a chance to have repentance and healing and reconciliation. And God was just showing us during that journey that the missionary journey is the inward journey, is also an outward journey. The inward journey, He wants us to make us whole, and the outward journey, He wants us to bear fruit, right? So so God showed us that, hey, you know, He's going to be there in our highs. He's going to be there for our lowest of lows, and He's going to be, even when we mess up, when we fail, He's still going to be there. He's going to be there for you. Several years later, before we joined YWAM, we had to go through the intense missionary training program. And this, it was DTS. And the DTS was for families. And so it was great. We had so many different families from different backgrounds going into the mission field. And it was an amazing time. So guess where our intense missionary training was? It was in Hawaii. It was Hawaii, praise the Lord. We're suffering for Jesus. The second phase of the missionary training, we had to do outreach in another country. So guess where we went? We went to the jungle, okay? Went to the jungles of Panama, and we went to reach out to indigenous native village. And there, you know, they had no electricity, no Wi-Fi, and it's the toilet was outside in that hole. And, you know, me and Rebecca, we don't even go camping. we just came from Hong Kong. And so, and when we were there, we were eaten alive by bugs. I had like 300 bugs, bug bites covering my whole body. And Rebecca did better. She got like 500 bug bites. And we were counting, like we were like scratching. But I felt like a Bible hero. I said, honey, we're like Job. Woe is me. Look at all the sores we have. She didn't think it was funny at the time. And guess how our kids did? Guess how Bethany and Emmanuel did? Woo! They had a great time. They had the time of their life. They loved our time in Panama, and they still talk about how much fun they had. But the most amazing thing about this missionary journey was what happened in the village. So when we went to this village, we sensed that there was a darkness and oppression. So what do you do in a jungle, in a village? So what we did was we did a marriage workshop. And when we did the marriage workshop, we found out that the reason why there was this oppression and darkness was that the pastor of the village committed idolatry. So there, you know, we had a chance to share about our brokenness. And we also shared how the power of the blood of Jesus to forgive all sins, and the power of the Jesus to heal and reconcile and restore. And they never heard that before. They never heard about God's redemption plan in marriage. And when we prayed over them and we declared God's healing over them, there was forgiveness, there was reconciliation. And it started a chain reaction in the village that so many other relationships was being reconciled. And actually, it was a revival. And even the chief of that village, he gave his life to the Lord. Hallelujah. It was so amazing. And all this was because of a marriage workshop. And we got to share about our brokenness. And God used our failures and mistake for the Great Commission. Isn't God good? So amazing. God is so good and so faithful that he could even use our failures and mistakes for the Great Commission. You know, the missionary journey is actually fun and exciting. And it can be hard. It can be difficult this time. But hey, we are never too tired to see the blood of Jesus wash away sin. We're never too tired to see Jesus save and transform lives, right? Amen? So, some of you may be thinking, well, I don't feel qualified to do missions. I'm not sure if I have any relevant experiences or gifts or talents for the Great Commission. Yeah, back in 2019, before the pandemic, I had a chance to go to India to partner up for our training school. And we had a chance to do outreach in the slum villages with the Untouchables. The Untouchables are the lowest caste system in India. And we went to visit a man that was, he used to be paralyzed, but Jesus miraculously healed him. And that's how he came to the Lord. But we went to visit him to meet him to encourage him, because he was feeling very lonely and isolated, because there was a lot of persecution, because it was a very extreme Hindu village. So when I got there, I had a chance to share my testimony, and they translated for me, but he didn't understand, or he didn't really connect to my testimony. He did understand that I was a Christian brother coming from another country, but he didn't get the rest. So the translator just asked me, just give him a hug. I said, oh, you want me to just give him a hug? I was a little hesitant. You want me to hug another man? I don't know. And he was an Untouchable, so his clothes were ragged and gray and dirty. But I did. I gave him a hug, and I just embraced him like a brother. And he began to cry. He was just so touched, and he just felt loved. And I think what he was so touched that God would send someone from another country all the way to his village to show him that he loves him and he's not alone. And that really impacted him. So it wasn't any of my gifts or talents. It wasn't my eloquent words, but it was just me being there and just giving him a hug. And that's the power of the Great Commission. It's just simply going to others and telling them that God loves them. So it's not about how many gifts or talents you have. It's not about us, but it's about who is in us and who is with us. And who is with us is the King of Kings and the love of the Abba Father for us to share. Everyone is a missionary, whether here or overseas. The day you accepted Jesus is the day you were called to be a missionary. And that's not to make you feel guilty or pressure, but the Great Commission is about gratitude. It's a gratitude of who he is and what he's done in us. So it's important we remember who he is and what he's done for us. We're going to have a time of communion, and it's to remember what he has done for us and how he's with us. And we need to remember that we don't deserve anything. Actually, we don't deserve anything. We are nothing without him, but it's only by his grace. It's only by his grace that he demonstrated his love for us while we were still sinners. That he died for us. He shed his blood for us. He was nailed for us so that we can have life, so that we can have forgiveness, so that we can have hope, so we can have his love. And it's not for us to keep. It's for us to give away. So as we do the communion, let's remember him. And it's also a remembrance that we can confess our sins. So before we have the communion, let's examine our hearts. Let's examine our hearts and let's confess any sins in our heart. Anything that is entangling you or stopping you from walking the life that God wants you to walk, just confess it. That's what he paid it off for, so that we can be forgiven. So let's just have time just to confess all your sin, any sin that's entangling you. Just confess it before the Lord. Gonna break bread. It's the bread. This is his body broken for us to make us whole again. You can have the bread. This is his blood poured out for the forgiveness of our sins, that by his shed blood, that all our sins are forgiven, and that by his broken body, he heals us. You can have the juice. The communion is a reminder of what he's done in the past, how he is with us today, and it also points to us of the great future we have with him. And it is also a reminder that our King, the King of glory, that he's coming back. As we've gone through this crisis, the COVID, we know that it's not just natural. We know that God is shaking, shifting us, that he doesn't want us to go back to the old ways. He wants us to fully live a life for him. We're gonna have the worship. And I think God wants us to respond. In the Bay Area, I know we're just coming out of the pandemic. And many people may still feel weary from the pandemic. And a lot of people were still shaking off the dust from the pandemic. And a lot of people are saying, I just need a break. I just need a vacation. But what if we don't need another vacation, but we just have a change in perspective and just try something new for God or try something different for the Great Commission? What if we just cry out and just ask for an outpouring of His Holy Spirit to rekindle our passion and our passion for Him? What if we just ask the Holy Spirit to just reset our expectations on God, and that we set the expectation that God is a God that has miracles today, that our God is the God that can move mountains. Our God is a God that can save lives and bring transformation and revival, that with our God, all things are possible in Him. So let's just come to the Lord. And Let's lay down any unbelief we have. It's time to lay it down. All the unbelief, all the disappointment, any fears, we can lay at the cross. Because He is with us. He says, surely He will be with us to the very end of this age. So as we worship this song, let's just cry out to the Lord. Ask Him to fill you again. Ask Him to stir a passion in your heart from again and believe again of what He can do.
Consuming fire, fan into flame, a passion for your name.
Prayer.
Spirit of God, fall in this place, Lord of your way, Lord of your way. Oh, consume.
Once again, stir our passion for you again and to believe in you and what you can do. Reset our expectations that God, you're a God that heals, you're a God that binds the brokenhearted, you're a God that sets the captives free, you're the God that gives salvation. God. And I believe God wants us to respond. He's looking for people. He's inviting people to say yes to Him and say, yes, God, I am willing to do what you called me to do. I'm willing to do and go and do whatever you tell me to do. Here I am. I'm saying yes to you. If you feel led, that you are want to say yes to God and everything He has for you, you can respond. We can just come up as a sign of just surrendering and saying yes to God. If you say yes, He is going to be with you. Surely He's going to be with you.
Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we say yes to you, Lord, we know that you will surely be with us, that you are our deliverer. You are our provider. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. That you fill us with your passion once again. You fill us with courage and boldness to do what you call us to do. And that you will never leave us nor forsake us. God, fill us with your empowering presence. Use us for your kingdom. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us this morning, church family. God bless you. Join us outside in the courtyard for a light lunch. If you want to linger here, if you want to continue to stay in the Lord's presence, if you want to receive some prayer, this is a safe space. Come to the front. If you want to continue to say yes to the Lord, come to the front and we will pray for you. God bless you all.